Hey guys, this is Dan Whalen. Thank you for listening to the Buffering Podcast. Coming up in a second is our 50th episode, which is really fun. Taped it in the Frank Oz Memorial Studio, Minneapolis, Minnesota, on September 4th, 2012, with Gooey Whalen and Emily Snowbrick. Gooey is, of course, returning. Emily's new, had a lot of great fun with them. But before we get to that episode, a couple things I need to plug. First, you can find the Buffering Podcast online by going to bufferingpodcast.com. There you can find archives of our episodes, bonus tracks, and photos of our guests. Next, you can find the Buffering Podcast on iTunes. Just search for my name, or Adam's name, or Buffering, or any of our guests' names. You can also find us on Twitter by going to @BufferPodcast and following us. Please follow us. Basically, there you'll get updates about when episodes are released, as well as bonus tracks and photos of our guests as well. Well, that's about all I have. Enjoy the episode.
Okay.
But realistically, this is a good time to start the show. Yes. We've gotten all that behind us.
Him.
So thank you both for being on our show on our 50th episode, which we've toasted a number of times. Hooray! Already during the mic checks. But Gooey, you've been on before, so thank you for being on again. And Emily, bad Emily. I don't know if we want to open it up. Yeah
please just go for it.
Bad Emily. Thank you for being on the show for the first time.
Thanks for having me.
And basically being wooed in by Gooey's descriptions,
I
guess.
On radio.
Gross.
No.
Happy to be here.
Thanks for having us.
Well, thank you for being on for our 50th episode. We've almost made it to a full 365 days. We're 9 days off.
Nice.
From our original start date last year, September 13th. Today is September 4th. But before we begin, there are a couple... it makes a lot more sense to do this where... Emily, I know that you were talking about how you have Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is that your connection to streaming media at this point?
Pretty much. I don't use Hulu very often at all.
What about music? Actually. Did you Pandora or anything? Spotify?
I use Spotify.
You use Spotify?
A lot, yep.
Did you start out with Pandora and transition, or were you...
Yes.
What made you change?
Pandora's radio sucks balls, not to be terribly
literally
crass. Literally. It's horrible, and Spotify's way better. Spotify, you can, I just feel like interacting with Spotify is way more, like, it makes more sense. It's easier. You can find playlists. It's way more interactive. It's like a social way to listen to music.
So you enjoy that more than just the, user interface of Pandora, where it's just a slide along and
yes,
next, no,
yes.
I guess this is okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Spotify gives you more options and it helps you listen. It suggests more things. It's way more interactive, definitely.
Do you pay or do you do that?
I don't. I listen to ads.
No. I'm not like throwing down or anything.
No,
just, out of interest.
What do you do?
How much is it?
They have a tiered program where they have free with ads, and I think for like $5, then no ads, and then is there a limitation to the amount of time that you can listen for? Because that's a weird, like, there's this weird gray area between Pandora and Spotify, where Spotify, you get like 40 hours, and that's your lot for the week.
I don't know about Spotify, because
You haven't broken that barrier?
No, I haven't.
Because I think it's $5 gets you no ads, and then I think $10 gets you mobile, because like you have to pay extra for it to be on like a smartphone or something.
$10 a month?
I think so.
Hmm.
Whereas Pandora, for their no commercial, it's like 30 something for the year.
God, that's way better.
That's expensive.
Yeah. No, 30,
no, Spotify's
$32,
way
like 32
better,
to 36 for the year, for the whole year.
But, oh, okay. But Pandora.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 45, 50. 60 versus 30-something, depending.
Well,
but
it's still paying money for music.
Music, yes, that
something
is.
Something I'm not used to. speaking of Spotify, I was reading today about the amount of money that artists make on Spotify.
Yes, and I was looking at something very similar to that where they were talking about how they haven't figured out how Pandora and Spotify are supposed to make money because the labels haven't figured out how to license it correctly.
Well,
but there are some people who are going around it, I guess.
Spotify is making a bunch of money. It's the artists who aren't making money. They're pissed about it.
Well, even then, Spotify is a net loss. But even the artists are not benefiting at all by comparison.
The artists per song make
next to nothing.
A third of a cent
per play.
Per play or per song or whatever. So,
all right. So I thought for some reason Spotify was a sharing
like LimeWire and Kazaa and all that stuff.
But it's not like that. Huh?
No, it's okay. Legitimate.
So people can say, no, you're not going to play this album or any of my music.
Well,
at all.
Coldplay, with their new album coming up, I don't know how to pronounce it. Something awesome.
Is it the one that's out now, or is it the one that's forthcoming?
Does it start
with an X?
Yes, something.
Their current one, then.
Is that the current one?
That is their current
one.
They
said they aren't going to offer it on Spotify because they're protesting just like U2 did and like Adele. They're all protesting being shared because you have to sell so many songs to make any money anymore because it's so easy to access. And it's interesting that just, 3 or 4 years ago, Radiohead was like, here's our album for free.
Or whatever you want to pay for.
Pay what you want, exactly.
And they're the people who are like, you know what? I will pay $10 for this. And they're the people who are like, Penny.
I wanted to be one of those people, and I was like, free, dude. I can't. Yeah.
You know what I don't get, though, is if Spotify is reaching so many people, why does it... I mean, it seems like they would get as many, hits as they need to make their whatever they want to make.
Their quota.
You know? Yeah, because I can play anyone I want with no charge to me,
Well,
how's anyone making money?
What's lost to you is that you lose the time for having to listen to the ads, which people pay to have you listen to. So there's that trade-off there. But at the same time, they're a publicly traded company. So that any time that they're making money, they also have to make money for their stockholders, which means they have to make more money.
Like
they'll shoot for a goal, and they may make it, but their stockholders may not be happy with it. So they need to make more money.
Oh, okay.
Which is really annoying and convoluted because it's people are already benefiting off of owning all of these labels.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, they can make more money off of that same music being rebroadcast, which is why Coldplay isn't interested in having it rebroadcast because they're making next to nothing on it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's interesting, and as soon as you brought up the story to me, I thought it was going to be a Radiohead thing where they were going to offer a new album at
only on Spotify or whatever.
You know,
it's they're making so little money. Emily told me today that the Beatles aren't even on Spotify.
Mm-mm.
Because whoever has the rights is not interested in the sharing of it because they're like the little bit of money that's attached is not worth the.
Well, it took them ages upon ages upon ages even just to get onto iTunes and that
the
store.
The Beatles,
yeah,
okay. Yeah, it did. Yeah, they were late to it.
They got on within the last year.
Yeah.
Do you think, doesn't it seem funny that the Beatles aren't on these things when they probably have,
they could make
trillions of dollars already? Yeah. I mean,
there are only two of them.
Well, a couple of them are dead, so they don't really care as much.
But it's whoever has the rights to them, anyhow.
Right, Michael Jackson owned the library for a while, but I think he had to sell it out of bankruptcy.
Not even just them.
That's just, weird.
It's just like any other business. Like, the Beatles... for us, they're thought of as a band, but in reality, they are
a business.
Business, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, they can't be on any site that they want because they're popular. Mm-hmm. They can't be on, they can't be just giving themselves away because they're going to be around forever.
They have
to make money.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And they're a business.
And so it makes sense that Coldplay is making this move, but at the same time, I know that you mentioned that U2 and Adele have essentially done the same before, but it seems like we don't get a lot of news about people making this conscious choice.
Mm-hmm.
So it really is drawing a line in the sand. It's either open up this venue to give more people exposure to your music in hopes that they will buy a concert ticket or, you know, buy bonus material like DVDs, Blu-ray.
Or even the whole album. The thing right. is, when they go on Spotify, they end up buying the whole album, which is great, but it's still not enough for the artist.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And, of course, it all depends on who they buy it through in the first place, because that will, you know, if they buy it as a CD, the band gets this cut. If they buy it through mm-hmm. iTunes, the band gets this cut. If they buy it through this specific website, who knows?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, they see it as, you know, a business venture where they are looking to get the most bang for their buck. And by buck, I mean, well, song.
It makes sense. But for mm-hmm. us, we just see it as art and enjoyment.
And I want entertainment now because sure. that's what I'm used to at this point.
Right. Yeah.
We don't see it as the business bit.
Right.
So. Mm-hmm. So it's hard for us to understand the Beatles not being accessible 24/7 when really that's what it is. Mm-hmm. Like, for us, it's just the sounds and the voices and the... It's yeah. not really like that. It's yeah. the money behind it.
And yeah. now we're used to just being able to find anything we want online without paying for it.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous good when you think about it.
Yeah.
yeah we got spoiled
great things.
With the get-go of the internet. Mm-hmm. It's yeah. just people wanted more attention on the internet, and therefore they had to offer more in order to get those hits. And now we are, you know, the spoiled cousin that we all know.
Yeah. Reagan.
Mm-hmm. and now we have to, now it has to be dialed back, mm-hmm. which is unfortunate. And even though this is a fantastic topic, we do have a couple other ones that we need to get to, which are relatively important. For example, Amazon.com just increased their internet share of available new videos to stream on their instant streaming service, because they just signed up with Epix, which up until, I believe, within the last couple days, Netflix had exclusive partnerships with them. Epix, to summarize, is Paramount, Lionsgate, and MGM. A lot of big movie producers.
Oh, damn.
And so Netflix had this exclusive contract with them, where Netflix would be the only company who'd be able to broadcast a lot of these movies that yeah. were put out by Paramount, Lionsgate, and MGM.
Uh-huh.
And that exclusivity just ran out. And as a result, Amazon jumped on that bandwagon like no other. And so now Amazon Instant Video, or Amazon Prime, as a lot of people know it, now has a ton of new movies, including what... something... True Grit. True Grit is on there. All of the recent Marvel movie releases, Iron Man 2, Thor, the other one that I'm not thinking of.
The Avengers?
No. Not that recent.
Yeah.
The other one. Why can't I think of it?
Spider-Man?
Mm-hmm. No, not Spider-Man. Ouch.
Though a part of the Avengers, so bonus points.
Captain America.
Captain America. Thank you. Yeah.
Dork alert.
Excuse me.
So all those movies which were previously exclusively available on Netflix are now available on Amazon Prime. So
I didn't even know you could watch videos on Amazon. I thought you just buy books.
No, it's they have a movie viewing service as well. It's comparable in price to Netflix, but their interface is their Amazon.com interface. So it's
AKA horrible.
Messy.
Really messy. It is one of the worst.
Oh, do you have to bid?
No. They haven't gotten to the eBay level yet.
Maybe. Please let me watch this movie.
Are you willing to pay up to $351?
Put it in my cart. Is it new or used?
you can watch this movie when the bidding ends in 3 days, 23 hours, and
15 minutes.
Sounds terrible.
Oh, bitch. So that's happened, and I mean, realistically,
or are we thinking of eBay?
Realistically, not a lot is going to change with that, because a lot of people are either dedicated to Netflix or they're dedicated to Amazon, and good for them. But it's just the Amazon people got more stuff.
Yeah, when I hear that, I think whatever.
Yeah,
just watching on Netflix.
Pretty much.
I have the Amazon Prime account, because with that you get a couple other benefits. Like if you buy stuff through Amazon, you get more stuff shipped to you quickly for cheaper. And so I exploit that at work, where having this account, that way I can get stuff I need for work a little bit faster or
what
for
do you
cheaper.
Buy?
We buy oversized printer paper. Like, we have large format printers that do, like, posters. And that crap can get expensive, so.
What about Dunder Mifflin, too?
Which they've started making Dunder Mifflin paper.
No way.
Because of the show. Yeah.
It was all a big scam.
And
get us to watch the show, then they'll make a company with the paper.
Out of Pennsylvania, no less.
Terrible.
Scranton.
Is a matter of time.
No.
What's next?
No.
What's next?
No.
It was all one big advertisement.
Yeah.
There have been a couple of things that have been released before their actual release date, or they've been released online before the actual release date. One thing that's been out for a little bit now is Matthew Perry's new sitcom, Go On.
Oh, yeah.
Matthew Perry!
Chandler
no, wait.
Bing.
Chandler yeah. Bing.
Yeah, Matthew Perry. I almost went back and said Matthew Broderick because I thought that was the right name. But no,
I thought you were
going
to say Matthew McConaughey and I was going to vomit.
That's weird.
I didn't think
no, he has a new sitcom coming up called Go On, and the pilot has been released since, I believe, right around the Olympics. So you can watch that and you can see his new show, which is actually pretty funny. It has a pretty good cast in it, so I would endorse that one.
Yeah, I watched. Yeah, because they had that premiere episode, that kind of sneak peek episode, right after the Olympics.
That was Animal Practice.
Really?
That was the one with the animal hospital?
When did I see Go On, then?
I don't know. Because Animal Practice was the one that interrupted the closing ceremonies that everyone was really angry about.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
that was Animal
like,
Practice.
What the hell is this crap?
Yeah, and it's not very good either, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah.
No. But Go On is good. And yeah. I think it's also on NBC. So you can find it online. You can watch it for free. It's good. But on top of that, Revolution, which is a new NBC show, is going to be available on Wednesday the 5th. So by the time this episode comes out, people will be able to watch it. And apparently it's produced by J.J. Abrams, who is big into the sci-fi lens flare genre.
Yeah.
What is Revolution even about?
It's about people who are existing in a world where electricity magically vanishes. So no more technology, and they have to rely on nothing, essentially.
Who cares?
And the first episode is directed by Jon Favreau, who did Iron Man, Iron Man 2.
Whoa.
He was actually a guest on Friends for a while. He's done a lot of acting.
Wait, who is he on Friends?
He was Monica's boyfriend who is big into Ultimate Fighting, who had the mustache.
Oh,
joke.
My God!
Wait,
Jon Favreau.
Wait,
he was
Pete?
Pete?
Oh, Pete!
I know Pete!
Yeah, see, that's why I figured Friends would be a good time, because you guys would get it.
With the short haircut.
Pete, Ultimate Fighter.
Okay, pause for a moment. Please don't yell into the microphone.
Did I hurt your ears?
You hurt the spectrum.
People have gone deaf that way.
I'll fix it later, eventually, if I remember.
His name is Pete, and he's
awesome. Pete.
He's become a really big director as well.
Wow.
So it's,
he seems like a cool guy.
He did Iron Man and Iron Man 2, and he was in Iron Man and Iron Man 2. And so he directed this. He was the chauffeur for Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, okay.
Robert Downey Jr.
His name's Happy something or Lucky or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Happy Hogan or something?
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, so he's in those. If you went back and watched both of them again, you'd recognize Pete.
Okay.
So he directed this new episode, this new show, Revolution, or at least he directed this new episode. It'll be out on NBC.com for people to check out. It's another one of those dystopia stories.
Mm. I'm intrigued.
But another thing that's been recently released before it actually gets released is a new album by The XX called Coexist, where they had this really cool app that they've attached to their new album that's exclusively streaming, kind of like how we brought up how Tenacious D had their album that was exclusively streaming before it came out.
Yeah.
The XX have done the same thing, but instead they have this widget that's attached to the album where anytime that you share the album with a friend, it shows it on this map. So it shows every time that their new album streaming has been shared from one person to another. And you can kind of hopscotch it across the globe.
Midget.
Cool.
But realistically, if you want to find a way to start with it, if you go to Pitchfork.com, they have the story on there. We have that much time left, so other stories. One thing to mention is Michael Clark Duncan, who we've mentioned on the show multiple times, passed away.
R.I.P.
Last night, this morning, I believe. 54 years old. He had a heart attack in July of 2012. Never really fully recovered from it and died, unfortunately. And I was trying to explain it to you
Green Mile.
He was in Sin City. He was the guy fighting or who was going up against Clive Owen and Rosario Dawson. If you know who I'm talking about now. I'm trying to think of other stuff that he's been in. And I know I did this list, but realistically, he's like the big black guy with a really deep voice and a shaved head. He's
probably in Shawshank. Who are we kidding?
He actually wasn't. He wasn't. But I mean, Green Mile was his comparison.
I know.
But I'm trying to find his list of movies because I'll stop. It's like. It's on the tip of my tongue.
Was he John Henry in a movie like way back?
He looks like the person who would be John Henry. Because I mean,
really big, shaved, black man.
Basically, with a really, really, really deep voice. Yeah. And I just pulled up his list now. He was in Planet of the Apes, the remake.
Whoa.
Ouch.
I'm trying to find something that he's been in recently. He was a voice in Green Lantern, but no one really cares about that. He was in an episode of Bones.
Bones!
He was in two episodes of Two and a Half Men.
No.
He did a lot of... He hasn't done a lot of movies recently now that I look at his list on IMDb. But he just had this really distinct voice.
He had a presence.
He really did.
That light exploded over him in that credit scene.
Man, I remember seeing an interview with him like 5 years ago where he was talking about just fans approaching him and recognizing him. And
he gave him $5?
I think that's what it was.
That was the story. Yeah. If people could accurately tell him his whole name, Michael Clark Duncan, he'd give him $5.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Dude,
got
I would totally
money.
Do that He's, if I were famous.
I mean, it really is a tragedy because he just sounds like a really cool guy. And
sure.
He's so recognizable is the thing. Is realistically, if I played his voice, you could picture him immediately. Mm. Like it's just he was very Barry White. Basically, he just
deep voice.
He just such a deep voice, and he was a really great actor. He was nominated for best supporting actor for The Green Mile, for an Oscar. So that's unfortunate.
Take a moment. Ready? Thank you.
So the other news story I have. Is Flixster. Do you know Flixster, Adam? You know of Flixster? Does anyone know Flixster by name?
Nope.
Essentially, it's a movie discovery site. So kind of going off of what Emily said about Spotify
Flixster.
Being...
Yes.
Wasn't that what I thought QuickFlix should have been called?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, way back when.
What's QuickFlix?
Yeah. It was Netflix's spinoff. They were going to split the streaming and DVD...
Into two different companies.
Oh, into yeah. two different
companies.
That's the second
that was a poor
I quit.
Choice.
Yeah.
The second I quit, I left.
So what happened was Flixster was purchased by Time Warner back in May, and immediately they thought, hey, let's use this to... Gui, your action is correct. Everyone yawned at it when they were purchased because they tried to pair Flixster with another product they had called Ultraviolet, which is their video on demand service, which no one knows about because no one cares because they're not good at it, essentially. And so with that, everyone got pissed off in May at Flixster. So they've taken the time to redesign it. So now you can use Flixster as a better movie discovery site. So if you want to find out if something's available online somehow, some way, essentially, if you want to buy it, through Amazon or through iTunes, or if you want to watch it through Vudu, or if you want to watch it on Netflix, it actually tells you now whether it's available on any of those things. Mm-hmm. Or you can use Rotten Tomatoes. They have all the reviews imported over to there. So basically, you can do a lot of internet movie discovery through Flixster again, now that they've revamped their site.
Wow.
There's not really, like, there's not a conversation to go off of with that. It's just more of a, hey, look, they're trying again. Everyone mm-hmm. check them out and either get really pissed or enjoy it. Mm-hmm. One of the two. But one thing that we should do before we switch over into Movie Bluff, Emily, I know I kind of cleared it with you what we covered, the trilogy rule, so you know that. Mm-hmm. The other thing that we do is that the first person out in each round is the person to start the next round.
Okay.
And we always try to softball it. And I am going to start this round, but... Yeah, I'm going to try to softball it as well as I can, or as some people put it, we koosh it as well, you know, as gently as possible.
Koosh ball it.
But before we start, if you're ready, Adam.
Oh, yes. You can also hear Buffering on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, Android phone, Kindle Fire, and other devices with Stitcher. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
That is right.
Booyah.
And I know that this movie or this series was mentioned during the mic checks and such. But with the trilogy rule, I'm going to start out with Shrek 2 cast.
No.
So it really opens it up for you.
Okay. So I can say Austin Powers, right?
No, because he wasn't
No?
You have to actually say who
Mike
it was.
Mike Myers, okay.
And then you'd say movie or cast.
Okay. Maggie?
No, what? you say movie or cast.
I'm going to say cast.
So you have to name somebody else from the Shrek 2 movie. Who wasn't Mike Myers?
There was a donkey.
Yes. Okay. Who?
Whose name was mentioned during the mic check?
Aggie. Was it Denzel or Eddie?
No.
We also keep in mind that you're playing against other people.
Yeah.
So
who's my team? Who's my team?
You know, you are your own team.
You are. You are the team of Maggie.
Andy McDowell.
No.
Okay. Eddie Murphy.
And then. Movie or cast?
Movie.
So Eddie Murphy movie to Adam.
Okay. I like this.
You're
got
welcome.
Options.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Oh, please. If you're thinking of the movie I'm thinking of, please.
Come on.
Please.
I know it too.
I think we're thinking of different movies off the bat. I'm thinking of a really easy one.
I wonder if you're thinking of this.
Which one?
Mulan.
No, but awesome. Oh
cast.
My God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Can Mulan. I please go next? Can I please go next?
Give me a second because I know her name. I'm just trying to think of if there's anyone else in that movie who I know.
The
okay, I know somebody who's on the soundtrack, but they're not they're not the voice actor who did the same thing.
Yeah, Christina Aguilera doesn't count.
Think of a figure skater.
Listen.
Famous. No, you're not trying to help me because you guys are trying to beat me.
I want to do this.
We're on the same team.
Do I get to answer?
Because
I know.
Because it's.
You're the saddest bunch I ever met. You can bet before we're through. Mr. make a man out of you.
It makes it so much harder for you to think of somebody.
We are men.
Because
the coursing rim.
Okay,
men.
Okay.
Sorry.
So, thank you.
It's a Saturday night for us.
I really want you to get this.
I can't think of her last name. I know her first name is Leah, but I don't know. Okay, challenge. Who else was in it?
Donny Osmond.
Yes!
Ah, I'm gonna call shenanigans because he was only really in the soundtrack, but not the voice actor.
False.
No, he was the voice actor.
He was the voice
I'm gonna call shenanigans.
Of who?
No, he totally was.
Of who?
Yep.
Of who?
He was totally the voice actor.
I want to say he only.
Chen, the love interest.
The captain.
Crap his name.
I want to call shenanigans. I'm exercising my right to vote.
No, you're wrong though.
Producer Katie Mulan.
Okay, that's what I thought. How could I not know that?
Donny Osmond.
It's him.
It is. You're right.
Shenanigans. Shenanigans.
Donny Osmond does the voice and the singing voice.
I thought he only did the singing.
No, he doesn't.
But that's still in the movie.
I'm still checking.
We are men.
Yeah. Wait.
Singing voice.
And?
Wait.
Yeah.
No, he's a Shang.
Chang. Yes.
Man.
Oh, he is? Okay. Yeah. I submit then. I submit.
Yeah. That's
so
right.
So that means it's Donny Osmond.
Right. I didn't actually
wait.
To defeat the
He's credited.
He's the talking voice.
Shang, singing voice is Donny Osmond, but Shang, the regular voice is BD Wong.
God damn it.
That counts.
Get out of my house.
He's credited.
But not as the voice, only as singing.
But
and
he
that's,
is credited.
But oh, not no. as the voice, not as the
that
voice
doesn't
actor.
Matter.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Okay, so okay. Hypothetically.
Mm-hmm.
What if Mulan wasn't a musical?
Then this wouldn't be an issue. But it is a musical.
It is a musical.
So he was credited on the CD.
Yeah. And he also sang in the movie.
On the soundtrack, but did he do the scene to scene voices?
What?
Like
no,
an actor would?
This is
like an actor would?
Groundbreaking moment.
He did the music in the movie.
Yeah.
No, no, I got that. I got that. I'm trying to argue my point of he didn't do the voice of Shang.
Mr. Make a man out of you.
Okay, so precedent from now on. We are saying that soundtrack forever exists. Forever.
Okay.
So you are sticking to this, and I'm going to screw you over every time, right?
Whoa, guys.
Choose carefully, son.
Choose carefully.
Your friends.
Choose carefully.
Donny Osmond sings in the movie.
Also, he sings in
he just is credited.
Dreamcoat.
He is credited.
Broadway.
Okay, so if they are credited in any way, shape, or form, regardless of whether they sing or act.
Yes, because singing counts as acting in this case.
Singing does count.
Okay, then that is the answer. We're going to go with it. I mean, I was willing to submit. I just want to get the official.
Right.
So
he
now
is
it is
credited.
He. Yes. Yeah. Wait. Okay. We'll take care of that later.
Okay.
So from now on, if they sing in a movie but they don't act in a movie,
mm-hmm.
fair game.
Yeah.
Okay.
Covered.
I think
thank
it makes
you,
sense.
Donny Osmond. What?
It makes sense.
Cast.
Just wanted to make sure. Cast.
Oh my
so
cast
you have to name somebody else from the cast of Mulan.
Oh my God. That's terribly hard.
You know Mulan. Who did Mulan's voice?
I don't know her name.
Yeah, technically now you know.
You know.
No, I forget it.
Figure skater,
Michelle Kwan.
Yeah.
No, that's not right.
Yeah.
That's not right.
Yes.
I'm pretty
Michelle
sure
Kwan
it's
did
not.
The voice
I just
for her.
Said Michelle Kwan.
Look it up.
It's not Michelle Kwan.
Who is it?
It's not.
It's just an Asian.
Well,
who is it?
Well, cast
of no,
another
no,
wonderful
but
Asian woman.
Why did I think that was her?
Guys,
because you're crazy. Okay, but it is
in.
Emily's. It's Emily's turn.
I don't know who it is.
Yeah.
Okay, so your options are either you can bow out or you can challenge.
Challenge.
Okay.
So challenge to Adam.
Oh, no.
Wait.
Okay.
Okay.
I didn't know what I was challenging.
Okay, so basically where we are right now.
Mm-hmm.
Is you have to name someone who's on the cast of Mulan.
Can't.
Okay. So you can either bow out or you can challenge me.
If I bow out, I'm out, though, right?
Out of
For
this
point.
Out of this round.
Like me.
Well, I'm pretty much out. I don't know what I would challenge, so I will be out.
So now, Gooey, it's up to you. Now you have to name somebody from the cast of Mulan or challenge or bow out.
Mulan.
Well, it's not Michelle Kwan. I totally thought it was. I totally thought it was.
Why did you?
Really?
Because I remember seeing, I only watched that movie in Spanish class, and I remember her doing the voiceover for the English part. Translated.
Oh, really?
So boring. Anyhow,
that would, Huh.
Weird. Whatever. I don't know why.
So it's either bow out or challenge or...
Okay, challenge. Challenge. All right.
Challenge then. Who else is in it, Adam?
Good okay. luck. No, not a character.
The Great Stone Dragon. That's not a character.
Oh
no! That's still the same character who you started off with to get into this category.
Yes,
actually, I believe I'm gonna go with my gut here and say that George Takei,
producer Katie, if you wouldn't mind,
he
is it. There we go.
Hell yes!
Who did? Yeah.
Are you serious?
Come on.
You named one of those rock guys a ghost who came back to life? It's like 5 seconds.
Great Stone Dragon.
It barely counts.
Have you awakened?
Is he the Star Trek guy?
Yeah.
Yes, he is. He played Sulu.
You know what? I've never seen Star Trek, but I know who he is. Right? God.
So Adam has the first point.
I certainly do.
Ever.
And point. Emily is escaping
it's been a while.
For a second.
Makes sense.
So, so since I was the first one out, I get to start with this round.
Yep.
And I will think for a second and a half just so that, I mean, I know it's not going to get to Emily right away, but just to belabor the moment for a second. I will, because there's so many ways that we could go with this, but I want to start off with something fun. I want to start off with something...
Kooshball.
Knowable-ish, Lee.
Yep.
Man.
That was fantastic.
We call that queen singing. We do it at work.
Queen singing?
Sing like a queen.
Oh, but sing like a queen. I thought you meant like Freddie Mercury. It's like, I don't know if he
no,
did
no,
that.
No, no, not queen singing. Sing like a queen. We are men.
Do the weird vibrato that's not actually vibrato.
Yeah, yeah. That's a queen vibrato. It works for any Disney song, trust me.
I believe you.
Yeah.
So I am... we've had so many discussions about this, and I feel like this is fair game for you to start.
Okay.
I'm going to say Clue cast.
Okay.
And it does change direction, just as a reminder. So you'll be third in line.
I know so often I...
And then you think, hey, let's softball it so that we keep it going.
Yeah. I should really remember more people who are in this movie because I...
Well, I named it for a very notable source to try to perpetuate.
Yes. So... Yeah, I'll say a Tim Curry movie.
Oh.
So, Gooey, you get to name a Tim Curry movie or TV show.
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
And then do you want to say movie where Emily would also have to name a Tim Curry movie or cast where she'd have to name somebody else
movie,
from the cast?
Movie.
Tim Curry.
The end.
We actually... That's where we were before.
Tim Curry.
So
Annie.
Was he in that?
Yes, he was.
What was he?
Rooster.
Oh!
Okay.
Okay, so then so from then, there... Yeah. Is it movie or cast?
Cast.
Ah.
You got
cast
it.
From Annie. I know the guy. The, like,
I know
Asian
you
guy.
Can do this.
I can picture the...
Daddy Warbucks.
See, I wasn't thinking of Daddy Warbucks. I was thinking of...
Mrs.
Hannigan.
Hannigan, yes. I was trying to think of her, and I can picture her face.
She has horse teeth.
She's amazing.
Horse teeth, not whore's teeth.
Horse teeth. And I know it's not... Oh, my God. What is her name?
Carol Burnett. I'm sorry.
You're not supposed
it's okay.
to say
it's
it.
Okay. It's a game.
To win.
It's a game. We want everyone to win.
It sounds like he didn't even hear that.
But that derails the game.
Yeah, no, I did hear that. I definitely heard it.
It's on...
Like you're going to think of a movie that she was in. Try.
She was in a show.
I have a movie that she was in.
Okay, what?
Well, no, that's not to me, though. That'd be to him if I perpetuated it further with Carol Burnett. And now I'm kind of tempted to try to steer it otherwise. But I'm trying to think of who that guy was.
I haven't seen Annie in forever. And even then, I think I've only seen
Jay-Z
part of it.
Jay-Z is definitely in it. Which would mean that Dr. Evil is also in that movie.
Oh, yeah.
And Vern Troyer. You know what? Just to see where this goes, I'm going to bow out.
Oh.
So it's cast of Annie to Adam.
Nelly the Elephant movie.
What's a Nelly? What's that?
Wow, I'm glad that doesn't go to
there were totally elephants in Annie.
No.
Like an animal?
Yeah.
No, does that count as
just call my bluff and I'll just bow out. Bye bye. Bye bye. I'm out.
Okay. Oh
my god.
So it's down to you two for fun.
So it's
Annie cast.
Maggie, wait. Do you want some help?
You can't help. You can't.
Best friends. We're best friends.
I already helped everybody. I'm kind of the helper.
Listen. So if I bow out, does she win?
She gets a point, yeah.
Okay, I bow out.
Hey, look, Emily got a point.
Hooray. Can I say a movie, though?
Name
yeah, go
else.
Ahead.
Noises Off.
Wow, see, she's who you play this with.
Carol.
That's real.
No. I know the movie. It's just, I didn't think that she was in it.
Maybe she's not. I'm probably wrong.
Emily,
I know Michael Caine's in it. Michael
Caine's in it. Yeah.
Let's check. I can't remember.
She's only 16 years old.
John Ritter and the old
Michael
British.
Caine.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I just figured out who she was because she looked exactly like
Emily's the best
the woman
in movies.
Who. was in That's My Bush and who plays Edna Cabal.
You're the
Edna
best
Cabal.
In movies. Mm-hmm.
So, Dan, you were the first out again.
Again, yes. Yes, I was. And so Emily has a point and Adam has a point. Zoom tight. And to start this round, I am going to say...
She's just 16.
Liam Neeson movie. To you, Emily.
Taken.
And then...
movie.
Another Liam Neeson movie? Nah.
Okay. Love Actually?
Oh!
And then you do have to lock in your answer by saying movie or cast.
Movie.
You're right.
Haha.
Okay.
Another Liam Neeson.
What type is Michael?
Jeez. Okay. Well, Star Wars Episode One, The Phantom Menace.
Yeah.
Cast.
Ewan McGregor movie.
Big Fish.
And then?
Movie.
Ewan McGregor movie to you, Gooey.
Moulin Rouge.
Yeah.
Movie.
Another Ewan McGregor movie.
She's just 16 years old.
Let's see if you remember. Long Way Down cast.
I've never heard of it. So challenge?
It was a TV show.
I don't care. I'm just challenging.
Charlie Borman.
Okay.
See you later.
So Charlie Borman, what?
that's a good point.
See.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yep. I'm good. Movie.
To you, Emily. I'm sorry. Charlie Borman movie.
I don't know who that
Charlie
is.
Borman. Me neither.
Okay. So you have to
what
bow out.
Like?
Or challenge. Yeah. Or challenge.
Challenge.
Let's just have Adam name stuff.
Yep.
Challenge.
Long Way Round.
Challenge.
Oh my gosh, everything sounds the same.
Yeah.
First it was Long Way Down, now it's Long Way Round. So...
Are these British well, actually, twins?
They're twins. Oh. Are these British things? Because...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, well that's a different country. America.
Oh, I suppose I
challenge
would...
Challenge America.
America. Challenge.
American challenge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Maggie.
Maggie. Challenge. Or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then I'd have to name...
Good luck.
Another thing Charlie that Borman. Charlie Borman was in.
Oh.
Oh. Oh.
Charlie.
Which I cannot. So congrats,
yay!
Maggie.
Yay! Oh. Anna has a point. Emily has a point. Gooey has a point. I'm yet to score, and I start, and I'm going to Adam. So...
Oh my god,
Sandra Bullock.
Really long.
I'm going to say somebody from something or something that somebody has done. I'm going to say Phil Hartman movie.
Ooh,
Adam.
Oh, okay, okay. So, and I'll say The Simpsons cast.
I'm going to suck at this.
Wait.
Anyone who has ever been a part of The Simpsons.
That's a lot of people.
Do you hear crickets?
I can't help you.
I can
Sorry.
Hear crickets. Okay, hold on. The guy, his name's like Marty or like Martin or...
Martin Starr.
With the brown eyes and the brown hair.
That guy who has
Hank
hair.
Hank Azaria! Is that right? Hank Azaria.
Lock it in.
Final answer.
I have
movie
no.
cast. movie cast.
What's easier?
I can't help. I have no clue.
Cast.
I don't know.
You are right.
Okay.
Cast of the Simpsons?
That's for Emily to decide.
No.
Wait, cast of the Simpsons?
Yeah, still cast of the Simpsons.
Shit, man.
Any guess?
Was Ben Affleck on that at all? For some reason, I think
maybe
that's
probably.
Right.
Hold on.
Are you gonna lock it in? You can lock
it
in.
I don't know.
Or?
Sure, whatever.
So then you have to say movie or cast.
Movie.
So Ben Affleck movie. Who knows if he's been on it, but we can at least take this tangent anyway and have some fun with it. So Ben Affleck.
This game is ruthless.
I'm going to say. Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Of
oh,
course
really?
You are.
That's so interesting.
I'm going to say movie.
Okay. Thank you. Let's see. And I'll say... Geely.
No.
My cast.
God. Maggie.
Wow, cutthroat.
Okay.
I don't know. Is that the pass symbol? I don't know
no,
what you're doing.
No, I'm reading your mind.
Oh, you're reading your mind. I just saw the claw, so I wanted to verify.
Jennifer Lopez.
Please pass it on.
Movie. Wait.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, movie.
Yeah, realistically, if you said cast, where are you gonna go with that?
Okay, well, okay.
The Wedding Planner.
Lock it in.
Movie.
Another Jennifer Lopez movie?
You totally got this.
Did you hear the toilet flushing just now? You need sound effects here.
we're not a morning show yet. Jennifer Lopez.
You know what? It's a really great sign that you don't know.
I feel better that I don't know.
I think it's great.
There's a really good...
Because it's really... There's Geely. There is the Wedding... Wait, oh,
yes,
oh, thank
yes,
you,
yes,
thank
yes,
you. I had to think about it for a second.
It's the best one. What is it?
It's
the best one, really?
Yes, it is. I've seen it 20 times.
I mean,
just
I know it. I've seen other stuff, but Dan, I'm going to start with Made in Manhattan.
No!
I'm glad I went with the bad one.
Are you thinking about enough? Because I
no!
Know.
No,
we're still playing.
Oh,
we're still playing.
Why did you ruin that? I was going to set him up.
Made in Manhattan is fine.
Because I was going to say movie.
I have the best one.
And then Jennifer Lopez movie to Adam.
Come on.
Thank you. Enough. Movie.
It's a good movie.
I like that one.
Selena.
Selena.
Best.
Oh God. Movie.
Selena.
I'm screwed.
And then, so Selena.
Well, you have one still. Movie. The one you just said.
No.
No, he
Adam said it.
No. Yeah.
I F'd myself over.
Didn't you use Made in Manhattan
yet? That was me.
Oh.
I said Made in Manhattan. You guys said no. She said enough. Said oops. Then he said enough.
I got it. Monster-in-Law. Boom!
And then?
Movie.
No, you should say cast.
No,
movie. She already locked it in with movie. Crap, another Jennifer Lopez movie.
Right.
Holy crap.
Jane Fonda.
That's why I said movie.
ooh, that's a good point that producer Katie said, and I'm going to say Saturday Night Live cast.
Oh, thank God.
That counts.
Okay.
Because Donny Osmond counts.
And TV counts, I guess.
Whoa.
Saturday Night Live cast? You
I just saved
anyone?
Myself.
Okay, you have a plethora of choices, right?
Woo, I sure do. I have a bajillion choices.
And yet you haven't answered yet.
Anybody,
yeah.
Ooh.
I'm taking my time.
I'm trying to guess.
I'm going to... I do want to go the Will Ferrell route. So a Will Ferrell movie.
Anchorman.
Yeah.
Cast.
Oh, shit. I don't know the Anchorman. Anyone?
You haven't seen that?
No.
Sorry.
I have, but a million years ago.
So it's either you make somebody up or you
is Will Ferrell in that?
Because, you know, that was the way that we got into Anchorman.
Pass, so, I don't know.
Pass, okay.
I don't, yeah.
Okay, then I will say Fred Willard movie.
Talladega Nights.
Terrible movie.
Never saw it.
Terrible.
And I will also say movie.
Fred Willard.
Is he the tall, goofy-looking guy with the afro?
No.
Who is that?
I don't
know. Tall, what?
Who is it?
It's not Fred Willard, but I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, he's John something.
He's in Step Brothers with that.
Yeah, John.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
She's verifying that it's not Fred Willard.
It's not
right.
That guy.
Who's Fred Willard? Can I, is that part of the rules?
In Talladega Nights, he played, since you brought it up.
Right. He was a guy who raced cars.
Who was he? Was he an Anchorman? You said he was an Anchorman.
Yeah.
He was an Anchorman. He was basically like the show producer. He worked alongside... Oh, why can't I think of his name?
Fred Willard? Is he the guy? Okay. Fred Willard.
Yes.
And this is movie.
Yes. So a Fred Willard movie.
Dog Show?
Dog Show.
Cast.
Yes, you are right.
Oh my God. Are you kidding?
Dog
no,
Show.
No, Dog Show. Yeah.
Dan,
no.
You got to stop verifying it.
It's my turn.
It is my
turn.
Okay.
My
turn. That's right. You're out. Right. Okay.
Thank God, because Dog Show.
Hold on.
That's why what? I verified.
I can't believe I just got that.
Yeah, no, you got it.
Totally makes up for the Andy McDowell. Oh my God.
Okay, so Dog Show. Did you say movie or cast? I'm sorry.
I don't remember.
Try again.
Say cast.
Stenographer. Cast.
Okay. Then I will...
So many.
There really are, and I will say Eugene Levy.
Nice.
Cast.
Eugene Levy.
Cast. Dog Show cast.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun. Dog Show.
I will say...
Zoom tape, I think.
Are you okay?
Who would
you
be
go call 911?
Yeah. Fingers sweep.
Owen Wilson?
Movie? Bluff or whatever. Shenanigans.
Challenge.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Terrible.
I haven't seen Dog Show.
What?
Christopher Guest? I haven't either seen Dog Show.
No.
Are you talking about Best in Show? Because that's totally different.
Oh, yeah. Best in Show.
Best in Show, Maggie.
Does that count still?
Parker Posey, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
We're looking up Dog Show to see if Owen Wilson is
on. Oh,
Best
okay.
in
oh,
Show.
Oh, that was my mistake.
Oh, I totally ran with it, too.
You did, too. Yeah.
That's awesome. That's the best.
You know what? With best Patty Whalen tonight, I said Dog Show. And he said Best
you
in
know,
Show.
I heard that, and I was like, I know she's all right. Best in Show.
No, it's Best in Show. We both screwed up.
It's Best in
Show. I totally
show.
Went with it, too.
Oh, man.
Parker Posey.
So okay, here's the.
If you want that point, go ahead and take it. Well, is my mistake.
Because he did lock in his answer saying Owen Wilson movie, so he's verifying as well that it was Dog Show.
Yeah.
So where do we go?
If he wants the point,
I mean,
go
technically,
ahead and take
Owen Wilson
it.
Wasn't in Dog Show.
Dude, yeah. I don't care. Whatever.
So movie. It just named somebody.
He wasn't in Best in Show either.
Well, yeah. So basically, what it'd be to you is to name somebody else from the cast of Best in Show.
Parker Posey.
Not you.
I know I'm ruining this game. I'm sorry.
Jane Lynch.
Really?
And then
cast.
Ugh. Crap.
Jane Lynch is in that?
Yeah.
Oh, she's a lesbian.
Of course.
And she was married to what's his name in no, but we're doing cast, not movie. Shoot.
Who's the director of Best in Show?
No.
Maggie, stop it.
I can picture who you're talking about, but I can't think of his name because I always think of Bob Loblob.
Bob Loblob?
From Arrested Development.
Bob Loblob.
Yeah.
Lob.
Man, I've never.
Because I always think of him as just kind of that official character, but I will. Because I honestly,
so many people in that movie.
There are so many. Oh, okay, Catherine O'Hara, movie.
Oh, wait, who is she?
I believe, and I may need verification on this. I believe she is the person who is married to Eugene Levy, who raises the same dog. I want to say they're paired together.
Catherine O'Hara?
I know that she was in it for sure. I just can't think of who she was married to. I want to say it's Eugene Levy.
Eugene has the eyebrows, right?
Yeah. he's just kind of bushy.
Yeah, duh.
Do they have a last name?
Huge list of people, and it's not really in a good order.
Catherine
O'Hara is with Eugene Levy.
Ah, okay. So she was the one who was married to Eugene Levy in Best in Show.
What kind of dog do they have?
I don't know, but they were the people who went and visited family friends.
A fat dog.
I think their dog won.
Is Catherine O'Hara a redhead?
Was the dog the one who won with the... It was like a Jack...
Could be.
Dog with
I don't remember that many details. Oh
my God. Catherine
I just know
O'Hara.
Who Catherine O'Hara is.
Catherine O'Hara, I can't picture her. I can picture him and the dog. I can't picture
her. Is she a redhead?
Can we see pictures? Is that part of the game or no?
No, it isn't.
Because I think I know a movie she was in. But maybe.
I think you're thinking of the right person.
Hmm.
So.
But it's an old movie.
I don't know.
Okay. Countdown clock implemented here.
Oh.
30 seconds.
Shenanigans.
Catherine O'Hara was in Home Alone. Is the mom.
Oh my God, I totally know who that was. She was in all of the movies.
She was in The Quiet Man.
In the other Christopher Guest film.
She's part of that group.
I know exactly who it is now.
Yeah,
shoot.
Catherine O'Hara.
Oh my God.
So now everybody...
I didn't know her by name.
Everybody has a point. And
terrible.
Emily, I think you were the first person out?
Probably.
Yes. So it starts with you.
Oh, no.
And so you need to think of a movie, TV show, actor, actress, and it goes to Gooey.
Okay. Ready?
Don't say Andy McDowell.
Never. Never.
Thank you.
Okay. Shit. I'm just going to do a really easy one, okay?
Yeah, please.
Steve Carell.
And then, movie, I guess.
Movie.
Yeah.
Movie.
Cast. What?
Movie.
Steve Carell movie to Gooey.
Okay. I saw it in theaters. Dinner for...
No.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, Dinner for...
What you think it is.
Yeah. And I don't know that last word. Okay, maybe I'll have to...
Think of a different one.
Come on.
Dinner for Nuggets.
What's his face is in it?
Dinner for Nuggets.
Paul Rudd.
I love that movie.
Not
I saw
Not helping it. Because you
no,
keep I... giving away answers.
I love it.
She doesn't
We're
know,
not that
I know, but that...
Dinner for... It starts with an S.
She has this nice wealth of other answers.
I'm not saying anything.
Schmucks! Dinner for Schmucks.
That's pretty cast.
I just sneezed.
So Steve Carell and then Dinner for Schmucks.
Yes.
Cast.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to bow out in the interest of time.
Yeah, it's almost there. I will jump in for fun and say Zach Galifianakis movie.
Due date. Boom. And cast. Maggie.
From Ally McBeal. Mm-hmm. Mr.
Mm-hmm.
I can never think of his name on the spot.
I know.
Oh, okay. I can never think of it on the spot. We just talked about him, too.
We did.
Yeah.
I know.
He came up a couple times.
You got it. Just close your eyes.
You know what he looks like.
Close starts with an M. Eyes.
Starts with an M. Mm. Starts with an S. Starts with a D.
It starts with a letter.
Oh, no.
Shoot.
So
I know it's three I know it's three words for his name. I don't remember. We just talked about
it. So it's if you can't think of it, it's Shenanigans or Bow Out.
Bow Out. Dude.
Bow Out.
Yeah, I'm embarrassed.
It's okay.
Then I will say Robert Downey Jr.
Oh my God. Of course.
Movie.
Can I say Ally McBeal?
Yes.
And cast, that, please.
Calista Flockhart, movie.
Oh, shit.
This road.
And you can't say Ally McBeal season 2.
I don't know.
Mistakes in my life that I just
I don't really know, honestly. I don't know what movie she's been in. Bow Out, probably.
Birdcage.
Winner.
Midsummer Night's Dream.
That too.
Yeah.
So yeah,
way that's too skinny.
Really skinny. So as we wrap up, now that I'd say we're pretty close to done, Emily, do you have anything that you're participating in, or anything that you know about that's going on from Friday or thereafter that you want people to know about?
Not really. I don't think so.
G Shop.
You can endorse stuff that you...
Come to the St. Paul Cheese Shop. I'll be there and I'll cut your cheese. No pun intended.
Where's it located?
Snelling and Grand by the Breadsmith.
She's super talented, delicious. Y'all.
Was that the cheese shop that you took me...
Yeah, the sandwiches.
Yeah.
Delicious sandwiches.
2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah, that was a bit ago, but I remember that place.
She's in charge now.
Cheese.
And then are you on Twitter or any social media thing like that?
Yes, I'm on Twitter. It's my last name with an E at the beginning. Ishnobrech. That's how you say it. Don't say it any other way.
And she writes for Heavy Table too. So read
HeavyTable.com.
Definitely check out Heavy Table. Really great reviews.
Yay.
Of Everton.
Gooey, how about you?
All I have to say is shout out to Patty Whelan.
Yeah.
Did you tell him you're going to plug him on the show?
We found...
Dude, maybe. We had spent like an hour and no, a like half
two,
with
two
him
hours
today.
With him. He Doing has found out he has scoliosis.
Uh-oh.
He has huge backpack.
He has
He's got
eye twitch. He has a helmet problem.
He wants to get a freaking dog who
he
hunts
has,
pheasants.
He has... What do you say when you can't read?
Dyslexia.
Dyslexia.
Yeah.
He's just a zoo. He's a zoo.
So
he's
like a so to plug him in the positive light.
That's pretty positive. I mean, that's about a. He said
he'll talk beer with you if you want him to.
Go visit him at Muddy Waters.
He wanted me to cuss you guys out. I'm gonna spare y'all.
Why?
Just as a
it
fun
was
thing.
For fun.
Oh, just for fun. Okay.
Yeah, not
that.
For
that
me,
makes more sense. If it's intentional,
everybody who listens to this podcast should go to Muddy Waters.
Muddy Waters
in Uptown on Lindale.
Lindale
and
Lake Street.
Lake, basically.
After Lake, basically.
By
North
Jungle
of
Theater.
Lake.
Delicious.
Mm-hmm. Best.
You
the only bar to go to, in my opinion.
Lots
I wouldn't
of beer.
Go to another bar.
Right.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Mm-mm.
That's my.
And then you're not on Twitter, so
I don't twack.
You don't.
Twat?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Don't
say that.
I don't twitch or
tweet.
Whatever.
Pretty much tweet.
Whatever. I don't.
No.
Nope. I have an email.
We'll keep that private.
I'm not trying to give that out. So. Yeah.
So Adam, how about you? What do you have coming up?
Minnesota Renaissance runs through the end of September. Come and see the Court Revelers. Huzzah! So, yep.
Is that what they say?
Yes. Anytime like, that...
Historically?
Sneak peek. Anytime that anyone says the Court Revelers, huzzah! In a set or otherwise...
Supposed to say huzzah.
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 Like that?
Do you need me to sponsor you like that?
I'm cool with that.
Just be the hype old lady.
Hype old
terrible and old queen man.
Excellent. You can also find me on Twitter at @ADAMERDMANN. If you follow me, maybe I'll tweet.
Twig.
Or twat.
Yep, I'm listening to things. You can find out what music I listen to on Last FM. I'm Adman7 on there. And Dan, what do you have?
Sorry.
Maggie.
I said turn off it's your okay. phone.
Is that your Nobody cell calls. Phone?
Nobody calls
It's okay.
Me.
It's not picking it up. Go ahead.
Okay, so I mean, other than Minnesota Renaissance Festival, I don't have anything to plug myself, so I will say you can find me on Twitter at Dan L. Whalen, WHELAN. And yeah, so that's it for our 50th episode. Woo! Thank you for both being on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah.
And celebrating with us as we
had
so much fun.
Very fun. Yes.
Too much fun.
Too much fun.
Thank you.
And everyone can catch us next week for our 51st episode. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.